Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
This is Ram Showcase with your host, Sheriff Joe Bags.
Welcome to it. Ram Showcase Season 9 begins now. We got a lot to talk about tonight, of course. The big news, the Aaron Donald news. We did get it. Also, the Rams, though, continuing to make other moves. So before we get into it, RamShowcase.com. Make sure you follow there at Ram Showcase, at Sheriff Joe Bags. That's where you follow on socials. Also, that's where you're going to stay up to date with your Rams news. Also, it looks like potential features from other people from outside on RamShowcase.com. I've been kind of making a push for this. It seems like there's a little bit of a snowball happening right now. So hopefully that is something that can happen. RamShowcase.com. We'll keep you updated on the socials, though. Let's go ahead and hop in. So the news. We got the big news. Rams legend Aaron Donald has announced his retirement from the NFL. Donald, at just 32 years old, ends, for now at least, one of the most dominant NFL careers that this league has ever seen. 10 years, 10 Pro Bowls, 8-time first-team All-Pro, 3-time Defensive Player of the Year, an absolute legend. We will definitely be talking about Aaron Donald a little bit more, but right now, the move, Aaron Donald announcing his retirement, that does mean that there is now one final remaining St. Louis Ram, and that is Rams starting right tackle Rob Havenstein, the only player on this roster right now that also played in St. Louis. In fact, there's only 5 St. Louis Rams members who played on the Rams in St. Louis, only 5 remaining in the entire NFL in general. Havenstein will be 32 in May. And also, he's got plenty of good years left in him for sure. He's also only ever played for the Rams, which, after being a second-round pick in 2015, that is absolutely awesome. That also means he only played his rookie season in St. Louis and then came over to the Rams, getting relocated to L.A. There is no evidence on how long Big Rob is wanting to continue to play. We kind of don't hear a lot usually from Big Rob. But he's also been quietly just a pillar on that Rams line, starting for years at right tackle. He has 130 games in horns, making him the most experienced player in horns right now, ahead of Tyler Higbee, who has played in 125 games for the Rams with 116 starts. No word yet on Higbee's future. Right now, we do believe that he will be returning for the 2024 season, but we actually don't have that information. But the Rams did, bring in, Parkinson. Davis Allen came along strong at the end of the year. So lots of options that the Rams do have in that respect. Also, Hunter Long, let's not forget that this team, these coaches, at least, have respect for Hunter Long. So we'll see what that tight end group is looking like as we head into a new season. Also, before retiring, Aaron Donald did restructure his deal, clearing $9.25 million in salary cap for the Rams. So nice little high five there on his way out to the Rams, just giving us a little bit of help there as he called it a career. Joe Noteboom also helping the Rams open up some space, and the Rams did just save a little under $20 million on the first Friday of the league year, the day that Aaron Donald announced his retirement. We did see some cap space open, which is obviously a very good thing. The signings of Jonah Jackson and Colby Parkinson did become official on Wednesday at the start of the new league year, but the Rams were not done there. The Rams bringing back cornerback Darius Williams, who in his final year as a Ram did see some struggles, but was one of the best in the league in his time in Jacksonville. So getting him back and coached up by Aubrey Pleasant, who I did think we would be losing, but is currently here now, that's absolutely awesome, of course. Williams is likely to start in as the Rams' top corner, barring any other moves, such as an Akello Witherspoon return, or if the Rams do decide to bring in any other big names, which there is no evidence of that right now. But it is always, of course, something to keep your eyes on because the Rams are kind of, they're one of those teams that always kind of do their research on just about every player. If a big name gets released, they kind of poke around at the very minimum. We've known that to be the case. And that is, you know, what happens sometimes. You start poking around and realize that, hey, maybe you can bring somebody in. So that we've seen that before as well. Kind of just you make a phone call and it actually it works out in the end. So we'll take that. But of course, the Rams always kind of looking around. So more moves potentially definitely on the way. We'll kind of see as far as like how big the splashes are of those moves. But of course, we've made plenty ourselves, which I think is good. The Rams also bringing back AJ Jackson at left tackle on a second round tender. So that's a 1 year deal worth about $4.89 million. We did get some rumors. I don't want to say rumors. I don't even think that's the right word, but we got some reports that the Rams were kicking around the idea of putting an original round tender on AJ Jackson, which he was undrafted. So that would have been a first rider refusal tender, meaning that if a team gave an offer to AJ Jackson, the Rams didn't want to match it. They just didn't get anything. But in this case, with the second round tender, if a team offers AJ Jackson and the Rams don't match that, second round pick does return to the Rams. Michael Hoyt also returns on a first right of refusal tender that is 1 year, about $2.9 million. Schefter did say that this was a panic move after not getting one of the big names in the free agent market. And that might be true, but there's also absolutely zero evidence at all that the Rams brought back Hoyt in a panic. There's, you know, Mathis on the roster, Hampton on the roster, Keir Thomas on the roster. So the idea of this being a panic transaction, I think, is just one of those Schefter deals where he makes something up because he thinks it might be true. We've seen that before, you know, draft day, you know, stuff of Aaron Rodgers. And he's like, oh, no, this is just an accumulation. Like, he just thinks that he's like, it's probably true. I'll just post it out there. So that kind of feels like what that that report is of bringing back Michael Hoyt in a panic move. Because let's also not forget, I mean, Michael Hoyt is a really good pass rusher. Our gripes with Michael Hoyt is him being in coverage because he has no business being there because he's a converted defensive lineman. I realize that, you know, when you're an outside linebacker, you may be required or asked to do some coverage duties here. But why do we have Michael Hoyt covering, you know, Davante Adams, all right, on a third down play? It's like, you got to call a timeout at that point, I think. But we burn the heck out of timeouts in this town, you know. But either way, man, that's our gripes on Hoyt. So I don't think it's a panic move. I think he's a good pass rusher. If we have him rushing the passer, it's a good thing. Having him in coverage, so you see him against, you know, what's that dude's name? DK up in Seattle. I always forget his name. I don't know why. I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything like that, but I guess he's just forgettable. Also, more secondary news. The Rams bringing in Cameron Curl. Safety Cam Curl getting a two-year deal for the Rams worth about $8.7 million. Curl is 25 years old. He was a seventh-round pick by Washington in 2020. Curl has graded extremely high according to different metrics such as PFF, which is, and he's definitely widely considered a steal right now for the Rams secondary, especially you lose a guy like Jordan Fuller, and also John Johnson, not officially back right now. If he is going to come back, we're actually not sure. So bringing in a Cam Curl to pair up with a guy like Quentin Lake and Russ Yeast in there for depth as well. You know what? I don't hate this one bit. And I think Cam Curl coming over, I think this is a very good addition for the Rams in the secondary. Also, starting linebacker Christian Broseboom, back into the fold. As, of course, he does return to the Rams. I have not seen the numbers yet on this deal, but Roseboom was undrafted in 2020 by the Rams. He also did a short stint in Kansas City, but has worked his way up from a special teams player to a starter for the Rams. I know a lot of fans do have their gripes on Roseboom, talking about, you know, like his angles that he takes sometimes and sometimes on tackles. But for me, I think that Roseboom, he gets better every single week and he works his butt off. And I realize that he may not be the you know, just a world beater. He may not be a top tier linebacker. We're probably not talking Hall of Fame when it comes to Christian Roseboom. But not everybody can be a world beater. And a guy who comes in and just absolutely works his butt off and gets better every single week is absolutely good in my books. So effort level, I think, has to be considered. And when we think about a guy like Christian Roseboom, who has worked his way up from being just a special teams guy to now a starter on the defense, and continues to get better, like I said, every single week. And he looks like he wants to get better every single week. And the effort level is there. The progression is there. So who knows what his career could end up as. And I, for one, I mean, I kind of go back to that. If you've got effort, you want to be here, you're ready to work hard, man, and you're ready to go out there and just give it everything, I've got your back. The low effort players are the ones that I have a hard time with. You know, like if the Rams were to sign a guy like Chase Young, I would have a difficult time with that because the effort level is just not there. That's why I didn't really want Ndamukong Suh. That's why initially coming out of college, I wasn't a big on Myles Garrett, is because of the effort level there. But Christian Roseboom, definitely not that guy. And a guy that I absolutely was convinced was going to be following Raheem Morris to Atlanta. But I will say, I'm absolutely stoked to have Broseboom back in horns, man. Big fan of this guy for sure. Also, the most controversial move of the new league year for the Rams so far is the Rams bringing in quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. It is just a one-year deal for Jimmy G, but a lot of fans are not happy about this move due to Jimmy's time in San Francisco. That is what I've been able to kind of deduce, because I'll be honest, seeing a lot of the gripes, and maybe this is just a Joe thing over here, but I gotta say, when I saw the gripes, I kind of was like trying to dig into it, because I couldn't understand why people were so against this move. And it does turn out that it was just because he played for the 49ers. But also, we don't throw away our boy Isaac Bruce over here just because he spent some time in SF. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to blank on all the names right now, of course. But there's been players that have played for both teams. And I guess, like, the rivalry, obviously, that's very real. We hate the 49ers. Like, that whole quote from Aaron Donald, like, I hate the 49ers with a passion. Like, that's a very real thing, you know? Jimmy's now a Ram, and I guess today, I think, is the most important day. Yesterday's already gone. Tomorrow's not here yet. So today is, in fact, the most important day. Jimmy G, today is a Ram. And it's not like if we played against the 49ers, he would just, like, lay down, right? You know? And let's be real here. I mean, Jimmy G's got Super Bowl experience. He's got playoff experience. He's got plenty of NFL starts. Who do you want on your bench if something happened to Matthew Stafford? Do you want Jimmy Garoppolo, a guy who's played in playoff games and Super Bowls? Or do you want the Wolf or Hercules back there? Guys who blatantly had no business starting NFL football games. You know what I mean? So if something, you know, were to happen to Matthew Stafford, having a guy like Jimmy G on the bench, I think is not a bad thing at all. All right. And also, I saw a lot of fans talk about that they would have preferred to just keep Carson Wentz. And yes, me too. But we don't know if Carson Wentz said no. Like, we don't know if we tried to keep Carson Wentz and he said no, or maybe he wanted more money than we were willing to give to a backup, some situation like that. And also, let's not forget, we felt a lot of negative emotions when Baker Mayfield came over. I felt a lot of negative emotions when Carson Wentz came over. I think the important thing to remember here is that the Rams have done this plenty of times, and it's worked out. Like, I've always been a Baker fan, dating back to his time in college. I've been a Baker guy. I think that guy's awesome. Carson Wentz was never a fan of Carson Wentz. Didn't want him initially in the 2016 draft. Glad we got Goff instead. And then, of course, he worked his way over. But, you know, one of those players is now, you know, a starter for a playoff caliber team, and one is bouncing around as a backup. So I think I was right in my initial opinion there. That's not important right now. My point is that Carson Wentz actually played a lot better than I anticipated when we needed him to play in that game against San Fran at the end of the year. So the Rams bringing in Jimmy G, maybe this is just a stop for him to be like, hey, I played under Stafford and McVay for a year. Give me another starting job, you know? So I just don't think it's a bad move at all. And I'm not saying that that I'm stoked about the Jimmy G move. I've never been a fan of Jimmy G. I think he's extremely average. But if we're going to have a guy who we just need on a bench, because that's also the point, we may not even need him. If the season goes how we all want it to, then Jimmy G throws zero passes anyway, and that's also a good thing. It's also did raise a little bit of an eyebrow, a small alert in my brain here that the Rams would maybe want to have somebody with experience on their bench if somebody like Matthew Stafford decided to pull an Aaron Donald on us and dip out. And yes, this does come from Kelly Stafford's comments. She posted on Erica Donald post where she had mentioned, best of luck to you. Maybe I can get Matthew to retire too, or something along those lines of maybe I can convince Matthew to retire. And I got to say, I mean, a lot of people hated Kelly for saying this. But, I mean, come on now, man. I mean, the hatred towards Kelly on this one, I think, is unwarranted. She's been with Matthew since the Georgia days, and I'm sure she's just a little bit tired of watching him get beat up out there on football fields, all right? I'm sure she just, like, wants to spend time with her husband. I don't think that that's, like, a reason to be like, hey, man, mind your business out here, Kelly. Like, it is very much her. It's probably more her business than ours, to be honest, of like how Matthew Stafford is spending his time. So the hatred on Kelly on this one, man, I'm not with y'all on this. I've seen some where I'm like, all right, I get it, but they're not on this one. I'm on Kelly's side on this one. Yes, I absolutely want Matthew to keep on playing, and I hope that we see Stafford, you know, slinging the rock for the Rams for years to come. But from her perspective, obviously, she doesn't want him to keep playing forever. You know what I mean? Like, they did all this stuff, too. Like, they moved to L.A., won a Super Bowl, and it's like, all right, what else is there, you know? So, I don't know if I'm convinced that he's going to retire, like, super quick or anything. But I guess my point here is I get it. I get it from her standpoint that she would want him to retire. But also, if he did, at least we've got Jimmy Garoppolo, a guy who's played in the Super Bowl, and not Hercules or the Wolf. Ow, you know, because let's face it, those guys had no business starting for the Rams. Other transactions here, we're just going to plow through these ones. These are guys who former Rams transactions here. So Jordan Fuller does sign with the Carolina Panthers. I believe that was just a 2-year deal, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe it was just a one. The Wolf, John Wolford, former Ram, he does re-up in Tampa Bay to join back with Baker Mayfield. Van Jefferson is going to play with Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh. Coleman Shelton does sign a deal with the Chicago Bears, and he could be maybe playing with Brett Rypien, who also is signing with the Chicago Bears. Kadarrell Hodge, former Rams wide receiver, mainly preseason guy, he is signing with Atlanta. Former Ram, he was the director of player scouting or something like that. I can't remember his exact job title, but I was always a big fan of Brad Holmes getting a 4-year extension in Detroit as their GM. So super pumped for him, man. That guy is such a good human being. Bobby Wagner, good old B-Wags. He's heading out to Washington. He's going to now be a commander for his third NFL team. Of course, just the 1 year with the Rams. And it was like the best linebacking season the Rams have ever seen. And now he's out in Washington, who added a lot of pieces. Washington's going to be a much better football team this year. And OBJ and Nick Scott, both going to be free agents. OBJ getting the post-June 1 designation. So he is available right now. And safety Nick Scott released by the Bengals. They wanted to open up some cap space there. So Brick Scott, the guy who put D-Blow Samuel in his place in the NFC Championship game, love to see that. So wouldn't be mad about a return on Nick Scott, but I don't think it happens here. So let's turn our attention here to, the big story. Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald calling it a career. We, didn't want this to happen, especially when it was widely accepted that the Rams are in position to make another run this upcoming season. The Rams, you know, making... But the way that last season went for the Rams, or I guess kind of we can go back even further, post-Super Bowl, you know, the excitement's so alive, and we're already getting rumors of Aaron Donald retiring, and this was, you know, this is parade time. We're thinking that, like, maybe Aaron Donald's going to call it a career, and he doesn't. We do the whole run it back chant and all that stuff, and we're good to go, and he's back, have a real rough season, riddled with injuries, just not fun at all, and then, of course, we go into last year, and it was kind of, we didn't really know what to expect. We were hopeful because that's who we are at our core as Rams fans. We go into every year thinking that, you know, maybe this is going to be the one, you know, and sometimes it is. Most of the time it's not. That's just the way it is for every NFL team. But getting, you know, a rookie class together that was unbelievable. You know, we bring in a Kobe Turner, a Puka Nacua. We get Ethan Evans, who just absolutely just puts balls into orbit off of his right leg, which is absolutely awesome. Byron Young coming in. And then there's still like the unknowns that we have. Trey Tomlinson, Jason Taylor, like Nick Hampton. There's a lot of guys on this this class from last year that we still, they might be good. And I didn't even mention Steve Avila, who's going to now be the Rams center, it looks like. The great class for the Rams. And the season starts real strong. It's kind of back and forth. We're losing some games we probably shouldn't. We're winning some games that we probably shouldn't. And then end up making it into the playoffs. And I think that the whole feeling, even though you lose to the Detroit Lions in the postseason, the whole feeling was that going into this year is like, well, the Rams are onto something. Matthew Stafford ended that season absolutely on fire. Puka Nacua is one of the greatest football players to ever exist all of a sudden. Future Hall of Famer Puka Nacua out here. Then, of course, you get the massive emergence from Kevin Dotson and Nakello Witherspoon, and Kobe Turner comes out of nowhere, seemingly, and is just an absolute monster up front. And Ernest Jones really coming into his own as a leader on this defense. And I think that the whole vibe has been going into 2024. It's like, hey, this Rams team can make another push. Like, that rebuild was 1 year. Like, they were already back to it. So to get this news at the timing we got it is, of course, unfortunate. But what else could we ask from Aaron Donald? He gave us 10 incredible years. And let's not forget that, I mean, Aaron Donald and every other player, for that matter, they owe us nothing. And Aaron Donald's given us more than we could ever ask for from any player. To ask a player like, hey, we need you to come in and for one decade just be the single greatest football player to ever exist. Can you just do that for me? Like, he did that, and that's what we got. Like, we got way more than we could have ever hoped for, considering he wasn't even our first pick in that draft. We went Greg Robinson before we went Aaron Donald in that class. But this move is also why I push so hard just to enjoy every game, every moment, every play. You never know when something's going to end. I'm very big on living in the moment and watching every game like it could be that player's last one. Like, we'll never see these guys again, because you don't know. We didn't know that watching the Rams, you know, walk off the field in Detroit, that was going to be the last time that we saw Aaron Donald in pads. You know, we didn't know that. So treating every single game like it's that, I think, is important, and how I try to go about watching my games. I talk about trying to realize that you're in the good times before they're over. Like, you know, that Andy moment in The Office where he's like, I wish there was a way to know that you were in the good old days before they're gone, you know? And that's why I made that video years ago called The Good Old Days. It's on the Ram Showcase YouTube channel, talking about that they end. The good days end, and we are in them. The end of an era, of course, with Aaron Donald leaving specifically, but it's just about not taking what we've got for granted. And you know, watching these moments with Aaron Donald, watching him you know, send the Rams to the Super Bowl, then when watching him be the reason the Rams win the Super Bowl, let's not forget that Jamar Chase was wide open on that play that Aaron Donald got to Joe Burrow. Wide open. Like, the Rams maybe lose the Super Bowl if Aaron Donald isn't in Joe Burrow's face that fast, you know? So we got to watch the career of one of the best to ever touch a football field, and I think that alone is awesome. Like, if you're here today as a Rams fan, that probably means that you watched at least the bulk of Aaron Donald's career. Maybe you hopped in when the Rams moved back to LA, or maybe you're just, you know, kind of young, and so you're only now getting into it. Or maybe you've gone back and have seen Deacon Jones play, and now you watched this career, you know. So one of the best, absolutely, to ever do it. Absolutely unbelievable player, and we got to witness all of it. Not only did we get to watch an unbelievable career, but he spent the entire thing on our team. On our team, you know, because, like, we're going to be able to tell stories about how we watched Patrick Mahomes play, we watched Tom Brady play, all this stuff. And that's cool, but we get to say that we watched Aaron Donald play, and he was only ever a Ram. He never, ever wore another uniform. And I think that that's extremely underrated. And to kind of finish my thoughts here on Aaron Donald, I guess what I want to say to Aaron Donald is thank you. plays Aaron Donald made led to some absolutely insane moments for me and my squad out here. Me as just a person, me and the gang, man, me and just and other fan bases, even like just absolutely losing our minds. Me and my buddy Aaron, man, just like you see Aaron Donald throw Jimmy Garoppolo to the ground. Traven Howard intercepts the ball. And just like that moment, like we don't get that without Aaron Donald. That moment for us was one thing that, I mean, I'll never forget. I'll never forget watching that with the squad that I have out here. And just, we just obviously lose our minds watching Aaron Donald throw somebody to the ground to win a game. The trash talk of being able to tell somebody that as long as you've got AD on your team, this isn't over, you know, like going into games like that, or it's a tight game. It's like, oh, we just need to stop. It's like, you ain't going to get a stop. It's like, dude, as long as we got Aaron Donald, we can always get one stop. You know, it's just, you know, it's just fun. One of no, the greatest ever to do it. And we got to watch the entire thing. Our era of watching football matched up with Aaron Donald's era of playing football. And that's something that we'll always have. The line of, you know, I remember watching Aaron Donald is something that all of us will be able, we will say that until we're no longer able to speak. The two things about Aaron Donald's career for myself, as one of his final games is now a playoff loss to Jared Goff. That is a tough one, man. To see him, you know, go out in a playoff game against Goff, I think is pretty rough. Also, this one, Aaron Donald never scored an NFL touchdown, and that's unfortunate. I feel like he was definitely capable. We never put him at the 1 yard line in a goal line situation to just pound it in. Dude, who's going to stop that play, man? We never got to see that. That's a bummer. But this does bring to the forefront some of my emotions of live it up while it's here. So we can now turn those eyes of, you know, live it up while we've got it. We can turn that attention, that emotion, because you feel it now. And if you weren't living in the moment watching Aaron Donald's career, you can turn that attention now to guys like Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Matthew Stafford, this incredible offensive line that we have right now, one of the best this team's had in a really long time. Kyren Williams really emerging, coming into his own. He is right now, today, one of the best running backs in the NFL. Kobe Turner and what he does in Aaron Donald's place, those are mighty big shoes to fill and ultimately can never be truly filled. But Kobe Turner is something else, man. That conductor, he orchestrates some damage out there, man, and is absolutely awesome. Ernest Jones developing into one of the best linebackers this team has ever seen and the best head coach this Rams, the LA Rams, the St. Louis Rams, the Cleveland Rams have ever employed in Sean McVay. So we can take that emotion of, you know, like maybe we didn't get to live it up as much as we wanted to with Aaron Donald. I know I did, and I'm grateful for it. You see those highlights of like Aaron Donald sacks, Aaron Donald highlights, stuff like that. I remember watching all that. I haven't missed a Rams play since 2010, which does include Aaron Donald's entire career. But like I said, we can now turn that attention. We have Cooper Kupp. He had the single greatest wide receiver season in NFL history. Puka Nacua, the single best rookie wide receiver season in NFL history. Matthew Stafford, a future Hall of Famer, absolutely unbelievable. Kyren Williams, like I said, absolutely coming into it. Kobe Turner, Ernest Jones. We've got good players on this team, man. We've got the best head coach we've ever seen. So we can take that emotion of like, maybe we didn't get to live it up for Aaron Donald. We can turn that into this now, where we can now go into the 2024 season knowing we are watching still some of the best players that the Rams roster has ever had. And that, I think, is very exciting. So soak it in before the next one is over, because these eras end quick. And sometimes, like we just learned, it can end at any moment and without a warning. Before we get out of here, I do want to just give you a quick reminder here. So I do have a special treat for you here in just a second. But before I get out of here, make sure you follow the Rams Showcase on social media. It really helps me out a ton. At Rams Showcase, at Sheriff Joe Bags for myself. That's on X. That's on Instagram. So check it out there. RamsShowcase.com. Like I said, I'm trying to get some good stuff rolling with that right now. I'm in the process of moving at this moment. That's why this is not a video. I wanted to do a video. It's Aaron Donald's retirement, of course, but I'm just not in a place to. Unfortunately, all my stuff is packed up right now, so did not work out that way. But RamsShowcase.com, Really trying to get that rolling right now with some other people helping out and hopping on for their own features and stuff like that. That's also ramshowcase.com is where you get your Ram Showcase t-shirts. Just click on the merch tab there, and also going to be trying to add in some other kind of merch items here rather soon. But this is it. This is the debut. Season 9, Episode 1 right now of Ram Showcase. Can't thank you guys enough for 8 incredible years of doing this. But I'm going to leave you right now with something that I think is just emotionally appropriate, absolutely in line with what I think that we're all feeling. It's something we haven't done since maybe season 2 or 3. I would have to do some research there. But End of an Era from Fireman. So I will link all of his socials below. But make sure you check out this song for yourself. It is available everywhere. That is Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music. Go find it, go share it. Make sure you follow Faya as well. He makes Ram songs all the time, just about weekly, I'm pretty sure. Faya Main is out here making Ram songs. So it's absolutely incredible, man. Like I said, I'll link his socials below. So go follow him, man. This guy's absolutely awesome. And on that note, Faya Main, End of an Era. And Air Donald, you're the man. Thank you so much.
You can search the whole world and find it's only $1.99. AT, thank you. Legends never die, but it hurts when they gone. Saw the spit the words that I wrote to this song. When I heard the news, it felt more like a bomb. You're the GOAT and you've been it all along. Dear Aaron, thank you.
Thank you.
You'll forever be missed. There's no words that I can say to follow all that you did. Nah. There's no other player ever that could walk in your shoes. I got your jersey on me now while I'm thinking of you. First ballot Hall of Famer, not a doubt in my mind. Ain't a thing could ever change it, I feel down in my mind. 99, you're the king, the legend of me, I'm greatest. To say you are a monster is an understatement.
Yeah.
You'll never be forgotten, you deserve a statue. Thinking about our ring, I'm forever looking at you. West Coast dominant, legendary accomplishments. One of a kind, your accolades, no one's topping it. Seahawk killer, whole team killer, whole league killer. Everybody got familiar.
Yeah.
Since 14, you put the league on notice. Aaron, you're the GOAT, bro, everybody know this. Dear Aaron, thank you. 10 years of greatness. Thank you for the time, thank you for your grind. Thank you for the memories you brought into our life. Thank you for everything, tears in my eyes. Promise you will never be forgotten. 99, it's the end of an era. One I remember, one that I love and now cherish forever. Legends never die, legends never die, no.
Legends never die.
Legends never die, legends never die, no. Legends live forever. No one can replace you. You know what it takes to win when your back's against the wall.
It's true.
I'll forever miss you. Leave behind your big shoes. You deserve the world to have it all.
It's you.
I can only thank you. I appreciate you. Through the bad times, you were standing tall.
Yeah.
In the big games, you were the freight train. You were the one we were sure to call. Dear Aaron, thank you.
Go, baby, go, baby. You the GOAT, baby.
Dear Aaron, thank you. Thank you for the time, thank you for your grind, thank you for the memories you brought into our life. Thank you for everything, tears in my eyes, promise you will never be forgotten. 99, it's the end of an era.
Damn.
One I remember, one that I love and now cherish forever. Legends never die, legends never die, no. Legends never die, legends never die, no. Legends live forever. Legends live forever. Put your horns in the sky one time. Put your horns in the sky for number 99. Put your horns in the sky one time. Horns up in the sky for number 99.
Faya Main with End of an Era right here on Ram Showcase. Thank you so much, Faya and AD. We love you, man. Take it easy.